Unit 18. A Happy Ending. Part 1. Listen, read, and practice in pairs. Have you ever been ill? What would go through your mind if you were sick? Li Meng and Xiao Hong have met a girl with an unusual experience.
That's a beautiful hat you're wearing.
Thank you. I like the color and the design too.
You have quite a few lovely hats. I really like them.
Thanks. I hate to wear the same hat, so my mom got me different ones.
Well, hats make girls look cool.
I don't know about that. I wear a hat because I need it.
Many girls like hats, but I still don't understand.
Well, have you heard of something called leukemia?
No. Is it an Italian designer or a big brand?
A big brand? I love the association. It's actually a kind of illness people may get with their blood.
Oh, is it the blood cancer?
Well, a lot of people call it blood cancer. Now, when they get leukemia, they are often given chemotherapy.
Chemotherapy?
They take special medicine to fight off the cancer. And when they take medicine, they often get sick. They may suffer from hair loss.
Oh, I hope you don't mean...
Yes, that's why I always wear a hat.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, but you always looked so cheerful to me.
Part 5. Listen, read, and act. The word leukemia is appearing more often now in the newspapers. People of all ages may suffer from it. How serious is it? There a cure?
Thank you for saying that. It feels so good to be able to come to school and study again.
I first noticed you when you had a nice light blue hat on.
Blue is the color of sky. The color of life.
I hope it wasn't very serious.
Not very. At least I'm still alive. I don't want to shock you, but in the past 3 years, I nearly died 4 times.
Oh my! But you don't mean...
I'm in remission now. That means the cancer has decided to leave me alone for a while.
Lucky for you.
It wasn't luck. I've been fighting to stay alive and live a normal life. Let me tell you a secret.
Part 8. Listen and read. Check your EQ. Everybody knows what an IQ is. But do you know that you also have an EQ, which stands for emotional quotient? Emotional quotient refers to a score which is supposed to be a measure of our ability to understand our own emotions and the emotions of others, and to act appropriately based on this understanding. We are created, developed, and kept in relationships throughout our lives. Many people agree that the EQ is a good predictor of success in life and work, but the IQ is not. When we come across emotional matters, how we feel about them and how we act towards them indicates our EQ. Our EQ is very much like our IQ in some ways. But we could have a very low IQ of 100 or lower and still have a very high EQ. The IQ is supposed to be a measure of a person's knowledge of facts, verbal and mathematical skills, memory and logical reasoning. Some people believe that a high IQ is necessary but not enough for leading a healthy, satisfying, and fulfilling life. Everybody has emotions which connect him or her with others in the world. If the EQ test shows that you are aware of your own emotions, that would raise your score on the EQ scale. On the other hand, if the test indicates that you are not being understanding, losing your temper, shy, jealous, and or maintaining poor interpersonal relationships, this information would lower your score on the EQ scale. Having a healthy emotional intelligence is very important in order for human beings to live happy and successful lives. Healthy emotional intelligence helps us make good decisions about our lives and communicate well with the people we love. Keep in mind that our emotional intelligence can change. We can increase our emotional intelligence at any point in our life by learning to identify, effectively manage, and take responsibility for those emotions. No matter how high our emotional intelligence level is, we could benefit from some of these tips in order to improve that emotional intelligence. Go to the gym, take an exercise class, or participate in activities that reduce our stress levels. Take up a new hobby or sport that involves interacting with other people. Take a class at a local community college. Join a support group. Keep a feelings journal. See a counselor to help us deal with our emotions. Take an anger management course. Enroll in a communication skills course. Part 13. Listen, read, and act. Everyone has dreams. What are your dreams? Do you have clear dreams in your mind, or are they still unclear?
The secret is that I have a list of 30 things I want to do in my life before I die. Whenever I felt sick, I told myself I would live on to finish my list.
There must be a magic list. Where did you get this idea?
Well, from another lady who also had leukemia. She showed me her list and told me she had finished 8 things. She had to live on to finish the rest.
That's amazing. Do you still remember a few things on her list?
All interesting stuff. So I told myself life is too wonderful to part with. And I also drew up my list.
Thanks a lot, Lisa. Your story is so touching. You'll always be an inspiration for us.